the registry was something set up by Congress in actually 1989 to promote film preservation, to fund some film preservation efforts. And as part of the legislation, they created a national film registry to recognize culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant films that should be preserved.
So this is not a choice of films that is left to the library itself.
Right. We have basically the legislation set up a 44-person, or eventually set up a 44-person National Film Preservation Board who vote a couple of times and also meet with the Librarian of Congress to discuss what should go on the registry. We also get input from the public. This year, the public nominated about 2,100 different titles for consideration. And the Librarian eventually makes the final choice based on the board input and also the public suggestions as well.
But it sounds like there's not a bias toward highbrow or lowbrow or comedy or art films from the list this year. There's a huge range from five-minute films that are abstract all the way to box office hits like Airplane.
We always do try each year to make it somewhat eclectic, involving not just Hollywood films, but also documentary, silent films, avant-garde, and also stuff to show the full range of American cinema, which is a very diverse body of work.
Now, once the films are chosen, for example, you know, here's one from 1931. These are old. The front page, for example, is old. What does the library do besides simply put it on the list?
Well, in addition to the recognition, we do seek, once it's selected, to make sure that the film either has already been preserved by someone, be it the Library of Congress, the studio, or another archive, but if it has not been, then to work with them to make sure that it does get preserved in future years.
Now, preservation means what? Do you digitize it, or if it's really old, you know, cellulose or acetate film, do you have ways of making sure that that can be printed again on new film, or how does this all work?
We're still in the film, preserved on film category. We're not quite sure how long digital elements will last, but so basically we would preserve the original film elements onto film, but also try to make a digital copy as well, for access purposes and things like that, because we know film, if it's preserved and then stored properly, will last for hundreds of years.
As long as the projectors hold up, I guess.
That's true.
Well, is this something that's within the capability of the library staff itself? Do you have labs to do this?
We actually at the library do have a fully functioning film preservation laboratory that can do a lot of this. But again, we don't hold all the original elements, and we do a lot of preservation work, but also we're not going to duplicate what's being done elsewhere. I mean, the studios do a lot of preservation work. There are other archives such as the Museum of Modern Art in UCLA, which also do great preservation work. So once each title is named, we just want to make sure that somebody, be it us or someone else, does actually preserve it if it has not already been preserved.
So in other words, you create a virtual library among various institutions just as long as somebody's got it.
Exactly. We don't want to duplicate anyone else's work. We do want to make sure that it has been preserved. So.
Now, do you have a say? Do you get to look at some of the movies, or what's your discovery been?
When we meet with the board, some of the more obscure stuff or the stuff that we may not have seen before, you know, we'll screen a little bit of it to see. But we don't look at a lot of these, but we take the board's word for it. And a lot of these, I think, we've seen during the course of our work and stuff like that. So
we're speaking with Steve Leggett. He's program coordinator of the National Film Registry at the Library of Congress. I'm curious about your own background. Are you a film guy, a librarian guy, or just a federal program manager that finds yourself in this particular slot?
I really didn't have a film background. I got into the library, and then when this was created, I got moved into that position. But I did a little bit of film background work, but not too much. So it's more of just a, you know, federal employee getting lucky and getting a great job. So.
Yeah, so what's your personal pick for this year? Is there any film that you say, wow, I'm glad that made the list?
Well, I actually like all these. I probably would say It's a Gift. It's a W.C. Fields film, which probably should have been on here a few years ago. It's just very, very funny and about a small town grocery store general store owner who wants to move out to California and open an orange grove, but there's so many great set pieces in there involving babies who are attacking him and everything. It's just a very, very funny film. So.
From 1934, what kind of condition was it in? Was somebody taking good care of it when it came into the library?
It's actually in pretty good shape. I think it's just because back then film was stored on nitrate film stock, which is very flammable. And in a lot of cases, there were fires which destroyed the original negatives and everything. But I believe we haven't done a lot of research on it yet because it's just been named. But I believe it's in pretty good shape, actually.
And what happens if you get a film in and say the pictures are good, but all of the holes along the edge, you know, that feed it through the projector are all broken? Can that be taken care of?
What we would do then would be to seek if there are other sources that might have enough print that we can repair it with. But if not, then you have to go in there and hand by hand just kind of restore the frame. So it's a very labor-intensive process sometimes.
So in other words, frame by frame, that's 24 times how many seconds the whole movie is.
Exactly. So it can be very labor-intensive, as I said. But we've got to get it done right. So
now, if there's one place that the public would like to see some of these, is there a repository, an online kind of index, or how can someone see these movies if they wish to?
Some of them, actually, again, we don't have the rights to a lot of these. Some they're controlled by other institutions and the studios. So you can come to the Library of Congress in Washington if you're doing research leading to a publicly available work. Otherwise, a lot of these are available online or through something like Netflix. We have screenings in D.C. and or actually out in Culpeper. So you have to do a little bit of looking around, but you can find them somewhere, so usually.
How about the American Film Institute in Silver Spring? Do you have a relationship with them? Because they show a lot of old movies.
They actually do borrow a lot of films from the library to show, but including some registry titles, so that would be a possibility right there.
And so just give us a wrap-up. How many films now are in the registry since the inception of it?
With this latest list of 25, we now have 550 titles on the National Film Registry.
So that sounds like a big number, but there's about that many films produced every year.
Exactly, and back in the teens and 20s and 30s, there were far more than that. So it's many, many tens of thousands of films have been produced. So this is a very small portion of what actually has been delivered out to the American public.